This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Apple reported quarterly profits today. The company sold, among other things, $25 billion worth of iPhones in just April through June. There are, though, other phones out there. You know, Google's new one, the Pixel 4, hasn't been officially announced yet, but we know a lot about it thanks to some leaks of its core specifications. Leaks like that aren't in and of themselves unusual, happens all the time, but these leaks seem to have come from Google itself. Marketplace's Jack Stewart looks at why and how device makers are choosing to control their own information.
When the history of the smartphone is written, it'll be Apple and Steve Jobs who get the credit for the best surprise reveals.
And we are calling it iPhone.
But in these days of global supply chains, it can be hard to keep a secret, says Eric Gordon at the University of Michigan, even with non-disclosure agreements.
Well, NDAs are pieces of paper that give you the right to sue somebody, but there are so many people involved.
After unofficial photos of the Pixel 4 started appearing online earlier this year, Google tweeted its own teaser picture of the back of the phone. It followed up yesterday with a detailed blog post on the phone's sensors and this video. Say hello. So, official spoiler alert, it will have a miniature radar to allow users to do things like skip music tracks by gesturing over, not touching the screen.
There sort of is like disclosure as a PR strategy.
Steven Sinofsky is a Silicon Valley investor and advisor and previously a president at Microsoft.
You can't go buy a device if there's just a piece of it announced in some subtle way. But it does start to generate a little bit of buzz.
Carol Phillips, president of marketing firm Brand Amplitude, says that dripping of information satisfies the phone, let's call them enthusiasts.
And really doesn't spoil anything for the rest of us who aren't paying a whole lot of attention anymore.
The official Pixel 4 unveil, if there's anything left to say, is expected in the fall. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.